I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appointed a committee to rewrite India's history and say it was originally a Hindu society. Open Doors' David Curry says it's part of the push to make India a Hindu nation.
We have this idea of India as peaceful, as Gandhi, as all of these kinds of things, but they now have changed. And it's shown in our World Watch List with hundreds of attacks on Christian churches and Christians, pastors being arrested. I've seen pictures when I was in India of pastors being chained to the wall of a jail.
And please pray strength for Christians in India. Today is World Malaria Day. This disease kills hundreds of thousands of people each year. In India's rural areas, people can't afford simple preventative tools like long-lasting insecticide nets. Donna Glass of India Partners.
When you're living on less than $2 a day and you've got a family, nets that are about $10 becomes out of your range of what you can afford for your family.
Please join India Partners in their vision to see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion at missionnews.org. And there are over 2 billion unreached peoples around the world. They're desperately in need of a gospel witness, yet often the church is apathetic about the call to missions. Steve Harling, president of Reach Beyond, says that more than anything, this is a heart problem.
Do we care about the heart of God? We're not just talking about massive numbers of people, you know, some million people group somewhere or other that's far away and removed from us. We're talking about individuals that our Heavenly Father loves and cares about.
May 20th is the International Day for the Unreached. Talk to your church about how you can be involved with IDU this year. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a free 14-day prayer guide that will help you pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.